Child Radha Madhava Kunya Bihare. Jai Ho Radha Madhava Kunya Bihare. Gopi jana vadava yidi varadha gute Gopi jana vadava yidi varadha gute Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tera Vana Chyauti Yamuna Tira Vana Chyauti Jai Hurad Umadhava Kunyabi Hazati Jai Radho Madhava Kunjabi Hare Gopi jana badaba yidi varadhare Gopi jana badaba yidi varadhare Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Nanjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Nanjana Yamuna Tera Bana Chanti Yamuna Tera Bana Chanti Jai Hurat Umadhava Kunja Bihalote Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihalote Jai Radha Madhava Jabi Hare Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paravatakacharya Osutela Sadashi Shimad His Divine Grace Abhaya Chananara Bhaktivedanta Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai. Brahm Se Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sidvaita Ganadha Shivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Shri Shri Radhakrishna Gopi Gopinath Sayamakunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan ki jai, Vrindavanam ki jai, Mathuradam ki jai, Jagannatha Swami ki jai, Yamunamai ki jai, Shibala Kalasi Devi ki jai, Samvita Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bo. All glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakta Vedanta Swami Namani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Vacharani Nivashesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deshatarni. So we're reading from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 31st chapter, text 13. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Pranata Kama Dong Padmajar Chitang Dadane Mandanang Jayam Apade Jarana Pankajam Shantamang Chate Ramana Na Staneshu Arpayadi Han Pranatakama Dam Padmacharachitam Dharani Mandanam Jayamapade Charana Pankajam Shantamam Chate Ramanana Saneshra Payadihan Pranatakamadam Padmajarchitam Dharani Mandanam Jayamapari Charana Pankajam Shantamam Chate Ramanandas Danish Dvarpayadihan Pranatakamadam Padmacharchitam Dalani Mandanam Jayamapati Charana Pankajam Shantamam Chate Ramananas Danish Varpayadihan
Thank you.
Okay. Pranata, of those who bow down. Kama, the desires. Tam, fulfilling. Padmaja, by Lord Brahma. Architam, worshipped. Dharani, of the earth. Mandanam, the ornament. Jayam, the proper object of meditation. Appadhi, in the time of distress. Charnapankajam, the lotus feet. Shantamam, giving the highest satisfaction. Cha, and te, your. Ramana, O lover. Naha, our. Staneshu, on the breast. Arpaya, please place. Arihan, O destroyer of mental distress. Translation, your lotus feet, which are worshipped by Lord Brahma, fulfill the desires of all who bow down to them. They are the ornament of the earth, they give the highest satisfaction, and at times of danger they are the appropriate object of meditation. O lover, O destroyer of anxiety, please put those lotus feet upon our breasts. So there's no purport to this by the servants of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. There are purports by the acharyas, which we can read in a second, but first let me just go over this verse again. Pranatatkamadam padmacharajitam. Oops. Dharani mandalam jayamapare. Charanapankajam shantamam chate. Ramanayana staneshvarpayadihan. Okay, so omagana timirandasya gananjana shilakya chakshur meditam yena tasmai shigurve namaha. So following in the footsteps of what we did the other day, is following in our own footsteps, I'm going to ask all of you, except for Mother Irmala, who's the most educated person here, that what are the... whoops. What are the different... Russ is being expressed here. You know, what is the primary or the whole? What are the parts? Can anyone guess? Well, you got Madhurya, of course. That's obvious. But is that the whole? Is Madhurya the whole? I don't think so in this verse. I think Madhurya might. Yeah, servitude. Yeah, that's what I was looking for. Because there's actually an extreme mood, which is brought out by the acharyas. You know, I sort of cheated by reading the purport of the acharyas first. It's brought out by the acharyas. There's a mood of servitude. So the servitude is the whole here. And of course, then part is the conjugal ras. And then there's another thing going on here, too. Compassion. Well, they're trying to elicit compassion for themselves. And there's another thing going on, too. In times of danger, the appropriate object of meditation. What is that? There's a little bit of fear, but then that's not really, they're not feeling fear, so there's no fear there. But what is that? Mother Emily, you can answer this one. So appropriate object of meditation. What's meditation? What ras would that be connected with? Shantaras. There's a touch of Shantaras in here. O lover, O destroyer of anxiety. No, it's not only an anubhava for Shantaras. It can be for any of the rasas, actually. But in times of danger, they are appropriate object of meditation. It could, but it could also apply to something with Shanta, too. Times of danger? Yeah, the yogis. All right. You don't think they're wanting protection in Shantaras? Peaceful. They want to be peaceful. So here's in times of danger, they appropriate. So they want peace. People in Shantaras don't feel danger. All right, I'll have to ask the devotees in Shantaras. And then there's the highest satisfaction. Let me see some of the words here. Jayam, apadi, distress, charanapankajam. What about sham tamam? Peace, you got peace there, so, you know, or equanimity. So there's some touch there. Yeah, there's some shantam. There is some. So there is also, so in the verse there is Shanta, there's Dasha. Of course, Dasha is actually the primary, the whole here, because if you read the Acharya's commentaries, you'll see what I mean. Yeah. So Dasha is here, because, there's so much stress on lotus feet. And before I read the commentaries, I want to mention this, that sometimes people from who were not part of the Krishna conscious movement or people who are not part of the Vedic culture, they read these statements about feet. And it appears that there's almost like a feet fetish, because we start the lotus feet in the spiritual master. You go to someone's house. I mean, if you're a sannyasi, you have your feet bathed. Just feet. There's so many, and lotus feet, lotus is beautiful. Feet, is something else. So the reason this is stressed is because, first of all, it indicates servitude. That's one reason. But there's actually a very deep psychological connection of feet with humility and servitude. Like if you've ever looked at Krishna's feet, which is, maybe you should, then automatically, at least my response is when I look at Krishna's feet, I automatically think how I can serve you. And when I look at Krishna's face, I think, basically, oh, Krishna's beautiful. You know, there's more of an appreciation of Krishna's beauty, his beautiful face. And even today I was looking at this nice backdrop. And thank you very much, Mother Amma, for that. It's a beautiful backdrop with actually little things over the deities' heads and everything like that. So I was thinking, oh, how beautiful. But when I look at the feet, I think, you know, this is my position. I should be serving. So it really is, there's a different psychological response to approaching someone or approaching Krishna through the feet than looking at some other aspect of the Lord's paraphernalia. Of course, if one's more advanced, which I'm not, then whatever one sees, yomam pashati sarvatra sarvam chamai pashati tashaham na pranashami sachame na pranashati, then you'll see Krishna everywhere and you'll also see service to Krishna everywhere. You know, that's actually a devotee. Whenever a devotee sees, that's called yukta vairagya. A great devotee or pure devotee, when he sees something in this world, he thinks, how can I use it in Krishna's service? And oftentimes I give him the example when I used to do deity worship, when I would go out and see flowers by the road, I would think, oh, I got to get them for the deities. Now, because, you know, I'm not in that elevated state of consciousness that I used to be in, when I see flowers by the road, I just think, oh, how beautiful. In other words, there's more of an enjoying spirit. So when one sees the feet of the deities, then the natural humility arises and the servitude arises. And humility is extremely important, of course, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu states, Trinadapi sune chena tororiva sihishuna. Amanina manadena kirtaniya siddhahari. One has to be more tolerant than the tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, ready to offer all respects to others. This is a prerequisite for making advancement in devotional service. And then also parts of the Bhagavatam are described as relating to Krishna's transcendental body. Of course, the first canto is Krishna's lotus feet, and you approach through the feet and gradually go up to the face. But one has to keep that consciousness that one imbibes when one meditates on Krishna's feet or reads the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam to be able to be capable or qualified to go up to the higher cantos of the Srimad Bhagavatam, especially the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Anyway, so it's a very interesting analysis of the rasas here, isn't it? I mean, I think maybe we should do this for every verse in this particular chapter. Because, you know, if you look at the previous verses, there's different rasas being manifest as we analyzed in the previous class that I gave. Anyway, so let... Yeah, it's a multitude of emotions. In the previous class that we gave, we actually read from the, I think it was the 49th chapter, of the Nectar of Devotion, which deals with the mixing of rasas. And then we mentioned before, some of them are actually tasty, some of them are really rejected by the great acharyas. And you have someone like Swarup Damodar Goswami, who is basically so expert, he would analyze any sort of writing that was going to be presented to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to see if there was a improper rasa bas, and he would reject it. And even, you know, even some of the writings of Ballabhacharya he rejected too. Ballabhabha at that particular time. So it's very important to understand rasa theology, isn't it? And to analyze. And it actually, one can derive great happiness by analyzing the different emotions there. emotions are actually to be encouraged in Krishna consciousness. And of course, the word emotion is bhava, and the acharyas, Rupa Goswami describes the different types of bhavas, and of course, Mother Amo is more expert than I am in these particular analyses. But, you know, beginning with the vibhava, and part of it, Chaitanya Charitamrita we're reading right now, is that when Lord Chaitanya, this is very interesting, last night we were reading a section where Lord Chaitanya was speaking to Sanatana Goswami, and then Lord Chaitanya's own recitation of Krishna's sweetness and opulence became a vibhava for Lord Chaitanya. Now, vibhava means something that actually excites you or stimulates emotions. And, you know, vibhava generally is divided into alambana and udipana, and there's many other subcategories. But anyway, so this chapter of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is Madhulila chapter 21, deals with the sweetness and opulences of Krishna. So first in the chapter, he gets into the opulences. And then he gets into the sweetness, different aspects of Krishna's sweetness. In fact, he even recites a verse from the Krishna Karanamrita by Bilva Mangal Thakur, Madhuram, Madhuram, like that. And Vallabhacharya actually took credit for a lot of the work that was written by Bilva Mangal Thakur, which is very interesting, like this poem I once had, which we're going to be chanting after greeting the deities, Madhuram, Madhuram, da 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 da, da like that. Most of that came from Bilva Mangal Thakur's writings, actually, which is really interesting. So, anyway, so getting back to this part of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, so Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his own recitation of Krishna's opulences became a stimulation for his ecstasy. And he became so ecstatic that he admits that he said things to Sanatana Goswami he was not intending to say. It's really interesting. Of course, Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself, but he's Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani, Krishna's greatest devotee. So he wanted to just deal with more like tattvas and, you know, simple things. He didn't want to get into like all the nectar of Krishna's, of course he did too, but I mean this is a pastime. But all this, these intimate details of Krishna's features, how sweet, you know, he had a number of these verses that deal with how sweet Krishna is, how sweet this is, how sweet that is, etc., in relationship to Krishna. But then at the end of the chapter, he basically says, you know, I said things that I didn't want to say. Really interesting. Because I was overcome by ecstasy. Just really, really, really interesting. So Krishna consciousness means ecstasy, happiness. And the study of the different ecstasies or bhavas and the, like the vibhavas, the anubhavas, santuri bhavas, the sattvika bhavas, sthayi bhavas are really quite really exciting and interesting. Okay. So now we're going to read from the Acharya's commentaries. As Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So, if you are always thinking that I give you your sorrow, what use am I to you? And so, it's not that Krishna actually says this, but the gopis are fearing that Krishna is going to say this. Fearing such a response from Krishna, the gopis then become repentant. And they're thinking, blinded by the suffering inflicted by our karma, we are finding fault with our beloved. In other words, they're feeling remorse. They're feeling guilty. And they're feeling fearful that they're going to drive Krishna away. because, you know, they've been basically chastising Krishna at this particular point. In order to please him, they then begin to praise him. So they're thinking, you know, psychologically, we have to please Krishna. He went a little too far before. So let's say some nice things about him. You know, this is really an ocean of emotions, of guilt, of repentance, of political strategy, isn't it? You know, Krishna's going to become displeased with us. You know, we went a little too far criticizing him. So now, let's say some nice things about him. So in order to please him, they then begin to praise him as the person who gives all happiness. After affirming that he is necessary for them, that's the interesting thing. When you deal with someone, first you praise them, and then you ask them for something. This is a natural method of dealing with things, especially if you're a salesman. So then they pray that he relieve them of the suffering in two verses. And here's some more interesting information. Though Kaliya, so they're actually giving some logic and reason. It's like a court case here. You know, so they're defending themselves, and actually in their plea, they're using, quoting from Shastra, like lawyers. Like Prabhupada said, a lawyer, Prabhupada was equating lawyers with preachers. You know, preachers always have to quote from Shastra, so the lawyers always have to quote from the law book. It's not that they say, I think that this is right, I think this is wrong. So the gopis here are quoting from Shastra, basically, to convince Krishna. Though Kaliya was an offender, you gave him and his wives, when he surrendered, pranata, you gave the most desired thing, your feet. So here's some evidence you're supposed to do this. Kamadam. Brahma, to get relief from his offense, worship your lotus feet and attain forgiveness. Padmaja Architam. So they're asking for forgiveness. Therefore, we pray that you also forgive our offense. As your feet decorate the earth, Dharani Mandanam, so your feet should decorate our breasts. Garga has said, this boy will easily protect you from all dangers. So they're quoting from Garga Muni. Accordingly, we pray that you deliver us from this misfortune, Jaya Upadi, to be meditated on in danger. For all these reasons, you are most auspicious, the very form of happiness. Shantamam. O one who destroys the sorrow of the mind, Arihan, by putting your feet on a breast, you will not become tired, but rather get joy. Ramana, by placing your feet on our breasts, your lusty desires will be fulfilled. I mean, that's the logic. That's why Krishna should do it, because it's in your self-interest. Just trying to convince Krishna here. And so Jiva Goswami comments that Shukadeva has revealed Krishna's purva-rag for the gopis through the gopis' words in verse 10. This was previously not described. Great ras is created by describing their realization of Krishna's anurag for them, with great longing for his association, ascribing fault to him. They summarize everything in two verses, praying through song with hearts agitated by desire. Your feet fulfill the desires of those who bow, such as Nalakuvara and Kaliya and his wives. Those feet bestow all desires. Those feet are worshipped by Brahma. When Brahma realized Krishna... Whoops, I skipped here. Hold on a second. When Brahma realized Krishna's powers, after stealing the boys and calves, he would constantly come and offer his respects. Vatsalo brajagavam yadagadro vajjamana charanapati vriddhai krishna godanam upoyadinante gita venur anugedita kirtihi. Out of great affection for the cows of Braj, Krishna became the lifter of Govardhan Hill. At the end of the day, having rounded up all of his own cows, he plays a song on his flute while exalted demigods standing along the path worship his lotus feet, and the coward boys accompany him, chant his glories. That's Srimad Bhagavatam 10:35-22. Brahma's respects are also indicated in verse 4, where it is stated that Brahma prayed for Krishna to appear. Brahma offering respects to his feet indicate great lordship of Krishna's feet. His feet decorate the earth with his extraordinary marks like the flag. This indicates the beauty and mercy of the feet. The feet are the object of meditation when in danger. When Indra showered rain, they realized that he removes all dangers. Having shown how his feet fulfill all desires, they state that his feet bestow the highest goal, happiness in service, Shantamam. The feet destroy all sorrows and bestow all happiness. This is expressed through their exclamations, destroy our suffering, Adihan, and bestow happiness through pastimes, Ramana. And finally, Sanatana Goswami. Because of the agitation of love produced by the singing, they again pray with intensity in two verses, with more specific descriptions. Though they had prayed previously, those feet bestow with the surrendered desire. They give everything. Therefore, they are worshipped by Brahma. This indicates their supreme power. They decorate the earth with marks of flag, etc., which stimulate prema. So there's a vibhava right there. You see Krishna's lotus feet, or you see the marks of Krishna's lotus feet, that stimulates it's an udipana. This indicates their beauty and compassion. Just like sometimes we go to Vrindavan, we have before COVID, we go to Govardhan, and there's certain places where there's imprints of Krishna's lotus feet, isn't it? And then you just go there and you put your head on and you see and you just feel ecstasy and you start rolling on the ground in ecstasy. At least you all do. I don't do it. I don't have any love for Krishna. But so they stimulate. I mean, when people go there and you just look at the imprints of Krishna's feet and you just go, wow, that's Krishna. And you see the cow's feet and the milk pot and everything like that. This indicates their beauty and compassion. They destroy all dangers, all obstacles to bhakti, jayam upadi. This strengthens the quality of stimulating bhakti. The lotus feet suggests that they bestow everything as was previously explained. They give the highest result in destroying suffering and bestowing love, Shantamam. And according to this, they address Krishna. O destroyer of our pain of separation, O bestower of happiness, by your pastimes, Ramana, please give those feet. So in other words, if we want the feet of Krishna, that means we should serve. I mean, not that we simply stare at Krishna's feet all day long, come in the temple room and just stare at the feet. It means we should understand that we're servants of the servants of the servants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Gopi Bharata Kamala Dasa Dasa Dasanudasa. Or those feet fulfill the desires of devotees like Brahma. They are worshipped by Lakshmi, Padmaja. They are a treasure of auspiciousness. Those feet decorate the earth, a second form of Lakshmi, placing your feet there for pastimes. Or the feet are decorated with the kumkum from the breast of the earth. This indicates that the beloved controls him and that he gives pleasure to the beloved. The earth is dearer than Lakshmi to Krishna. Wow. That is mentioned in the Varaha Purana. The earth is dearer than Lakshmi to Krishna. Wow. The feet are the subject of meditation and danger. Thus they deliver us from the pain of separation. They give the highest happiness, their happiness itself, Shantamam, in either Interpretation, the sequence of descriptions, is an order of increasing excellence. Place those feet on the breasts of us, Naha, who are yours, Te, since you are inclined to Rati, Ramana. If you do not, your fame as a destroyer of suffering, Arti Han, will be at fault. This is described later in the fulfillment of Akrura's desire. Those who were surrendered worship those feet. Brahma is an example. The sages meditate on those feet. The feet decorate the earth for the sattvatas and cowherds. They produce prema, shantamam, for the gopis. The bestower of desires, is superior to the destruction of sin mentioned previously. That is the prayer in both interpretations. But with more misery than the previous prayer for his feet. Now, however, the feet become the sole object for getting relief with the expectation of happiness from mind absorbed in those feet. Previously, the goal was directly mentioned to be destroying the desire in the heart. Now, however, that is indirectly hinted with Arihan, O destroyer of pain. The excellence of the indirect method is explained. Wow. Veda paramatma vishyas trikhanda vishya ime parokshavada rishya paroksham mamacha priyam. The Vedas, divided into three divisions, ultimately reveal worship of the Lord. The Vedic sages and mantras, however, state that this indirectly, since they know that I prefer this indirect method. That's Bhagavatam 11.21.35. That pain is also now expressed as an affliction, but now because of its unlimited pain, they seek its destruction. So, any questions or comments? We have another 2.5 minutes left to class. Yes, Mother Mila. Yeah, that wasn't Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. That was Sanatana Goswami. Yeah, I was thinking about that. Padmaja generally means Lord Brahma was born from the... Yeah. Right. Is what? Padma. Padma Gopi. This particular verse, but, you know, please put your foot on the breast. The Gopi actually does that when Krishna returns his body. Wow. That's interesting. And Padma's, she's part of the opposite party, isn't she?
Yeah. She would be the...
She's part of Chandravali.
She would be the equivalent to Lalita.
Yeah. Yeah, so she's oppositional. That's very interesting. Very interesting, but...
And that's considered that Padma Gopi is mixed with Dasa Vibha, because she does that.
Huh.
So the fact that she takes this and sort of puts it on the breast...
Because there's Dasa there. And because Radharani doesn't do that.
She doesn't do that at all. She actually stands at a distance.
Yeah, so her Madhurya is not much more dominant. I mean, because there is servitude there too, but her Madhurya is much more dominant. Getting angry. Okay. Very interesting. Very, very interesting. Well, nice realization. Nice to have a scholar here. I have no realizations. It's just, oh, I know this Prabhupada service. Jai, Shishi Radhagalukananda, Radhagalukananda, Ki Jai. Ridaya Madhuram, Gamana Madhuram, Madhurari Pater Akilam Madhuram. Vachanam Madhuram, Charitam Madhuram, Vasanam Madhuram, Valita Madhuram. Jalita Madhuram, Miram Madhuram, Madhurari Pater Akila Madhuram. Thank you. Madhura, Renur Madhura, Panir Madhura, Pano Madhura. Jam Madhuram, Sakyam Madhuram, Madhuradipate Rakilam Madhuram. No. Pitam Madhuram, Pitam Madhuram, Muktam Madhuram, Sutam Madhuram. Pam Madhuram, Dakam Madhuram, Madhuradipate Rakilam Madhuram. Karanam Madhuram, Taranam Madhuram, Radha Madhuram, Ramana Madhuram. Manita Madhuram, Samita Madhuram, Madhuradipate Rakilam Madhuram. Madhura, Mala Madhura, Yamuna Madhura, Vichita Madhura. Jalila Madhura, Gamala Madhura, Madhuradipate Rakilam Madhuram. Gopi Madhura, Lila Madhura, Yuktam Madhuram, Buktam Madhuram. Rishtam Madhuram, Shishtam Madhuram, Madhuradipate Rakilam Madhuram. Madhuradipate Rakilam Madhuram. Upa Madhura, Gavo Madhura, Yastir Madhura, Shustir Madhura. Dalita Madhuram, Palita Madhuram, Madhuradipate Rakilam Madhuram. Adharam Madhuram, Vadhanam Madhuram, Nayanam Madhuram, Ashitam Madhuram. Nidayam Madhuram, Gamanam Madhuram, Madhuradipate Rakilam Madhuram. Nayat Radha Gaur Roke na na ra ra roke na na Radhe. Na ra ha roke na na ra na roke na na Radhe. Radhe, Jai 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 Radhe. Jai Radhe, Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Om Vishnu Pad, Paramahansa Paravadakacharya, Osa Teta, Satashi Shimad, His Divine Grace Abhaya, Charanar Bhaktivedanta, Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Ashtam Founder Acharya. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nandakoti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai, Namacharya Shidhavilas Thakur ki jai, Prem Se Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shidhavita Gadaha Shivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Sayam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan ki jai, Vrindavanam ki jai, Mathuradam ki jai, Jagadapasami ki jai, Yumanamari Kajai, Shimadigalasi Deva Kajai, Sampaveda Bhakta Vrindi Kajai, Gaur Premananda Hadigadigom. All glorious the assembled devotees, all glorious the assembled devotees, all glorious the assembled devotees, all glorious to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Kijai, Namah Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pasai Vidyai, Shimadabhakta Vadanta Swami, Prabhupada, Stasis Vadiva Niva, Stasis Vadiva, Stasis. So read the translation. His lips are sweet, his face is sweet, his eyes are sweet, his smile is sweet, his heart is sweet, his gait is sweet, everything is sweet about the Emperor of Sweetness. His words are sweet, his character is sweet, his dress is sweet, his belly folds are sweet, his movements are sweet, his wandering is sweet. Everything is sweet about the Emperor of Sweetness. His flute is sweet. His putas is sweet. His hands are sweet. His feet are sweet. His dancing is sweet. His friendship is sweet. Everything is sweet about the Emperor's Sweetness. His singing is sweet. His yellow cloth is sweet. His eating is sweet. His sleeping is sweet. His beauty is sweet. His tilak is sweet. Everything is sweet about the Emperor of Sweetness. His deeds are sweet. His liberating is sweet. His healing is sweet. His love sports are sweet. His oblations are sweet. His tranquility is sweet. Everything is sweet about the Emperor of Sweetness. His Gunjaberry necklace is sweet. His flower garland is sweet. His Yamuna River is sweet. His ripples are sweet. His water is sweet. His lotuses are sweet. Everything is sweet about the Emperor of Sweetness. His gopis are sweet. His pastimes are sweet. His union is sweet. His food is sweet. His delight is sweet. His courtesy is sweet. Everything is sweet about the Emperor of Sweetness. His gopas are sweet. His cows are sweet. His staff is sweet. His creation is sweet. His trampling is sweet. His fruitfulness is sweet. Everything is sweet about the Emperor of Sweetness. A lot of sweetness there. Very sweet. So, Jai. So, Sikshastika? Sarvam Vada Jivanam nam buddhi vardhanam pratipadam pradam radasvadhanam ratnasnapanam param vijayate shri krishna sankirtanam nam nam nakar bahujar sarvasaktish pitani amata smaranena kala